Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Sorry about the pause there. I was making sure it was recording. Welcome to the Naked Englishman podcast. I'm Richard Vobes. It's the Thursday, 16th of April. It's 7 o'clock in the morning. I'm making myself a cup of coffee. This is the audio diary, etc. Except, again, bit lax. I meant to take the audio diary to the land to record. I will do that. Just it was sitting on my desk with a number of other things and didn't go. So I apologise. Now they're making a cup of coffee first thing. And then I can have a little chat with you. So just bear with me if you wouldn't mind. Kettle has boiled. Here we go. Get the milk in. Put it back in the fridge. And get the hot water in. There we go. Right. Sorry about that, ladies and gentlemen. Take this into the other room. Let's just get in there. Let's just get in there. Don't want to wake Junior up. There we go. Overcast sky this morning, by the looks of things. Not going to the land, which is why I'm not rushing around quite so much. I've got to go and buy some bits and bobs from Wickes this morning. I've got some bits and bobs in the at the home to catch up with. I had 2 days on the land. Let's just find a place to sit. It's the trouble when at the moment, because you come in, there's stuff in the van that I don't want to leave in the van that we've taken to the land. We've decanted it to the land. Things like generators and chainsaws and things. I don't want to leave it there, the land. I don't want to leave it in the van, just in case, you know, vans get broken into, don't they? I know houses get broken into, but we're in the house. At least we've got a better way of defending it. Then there's food that we've taken, washing up that's come back from what we've taken to the land, and all sorts of things, you know, that just come in, clothes that we've been wearing, overcoats and things. They all get plonked into the house whilst you I light the fire and all this, and we get food going, and then by the time you've eaten, of course, it's time to turn in for bed. It is a thronging bloody mass, really, of time that gets utilised up to make the most of accessing the land. I suppose I knew that this was going to be like this initially, but commuting and what have you. But of course, there will be a time when it'll be easier, I'm sure. Anyway, at the moment, that's we have now a caravan, which was given to us, and you'll see that in the next episode of The English Couple. That enables us to stay one or two nights a week. And that's what we did the other day, which is why I was hoping to take the Naked Englishman with me. That is going to make life so much easier. But having stayed one night, we had to come back, feed cat. It's not something really you would want to live in permanently. Oh, it's nice to have a cup of coffee. But it reduces the amount of trips. And, you're allowed to stay anyway on your land for something like 60 nights. I mean, I personally can't understand why there's a limit on these things. But, in the
legal world.
Oh, excuse me, yawning. Anyway, it's going to make a big difference. Of course, we woke up yesterday morning and it had rained in the night. The idea was, we thought, how lovely it will be to wake up and sit and have an early morning cup of coffee with the sun rising. We positioned a couple of chairs by the caravan, ready for that. But it didn't do it. No, it rained overnight, and in the morning it was this sort of wet, drizzly rain. So that idea went out the window. But we'll get there. There's no real panic. The great thing was that we hadn't had to scramble out of bed, get some breakfast, get everything loaded in the van, find some food to take with us for lunch, and then get on the road and, you know, sit in the blooming traffic. And at nearly £2 a litre now, the petrol, diesel rather, we didn't have to do that for one day. And then we came back that following night. So we effectively saved one day's trip. Now, that is very valuable because if you can do that a few times, it is going to be very cost effective. Anyway, we're back home. As I say, there's always things to do back at home. There's always things to do back at the land. So it's juggling everything at the moment. This is going to go on for some time. I realise that. But hopefully there will be some book sales. We've got events coming up at the weekend, one of which I'm emceeing at an event, and the other one, Julia and I are doing a talk. And so that's nice. Both of them, we're being paid, so earn a bit of money, which will all end up going into the land to try and grow our own. But food is growing. And anyway, if you watch The English Couple, you'll be able to see it all. And so that's all good. I was going to mention this just by way of nothing in particular, really, but the kettle blew up the other day. It just stopped working. And I looked to see if it was the fuse. No, it wasn't the fuse. And I reckon after about 20 years' service, I have to say, it's been a long-standing kettle. I think the filament went. So, you know, it was time to say goodbye to the kettle. Bought a new one. And the new one, the same company, isn't as quick, I noticed. So I suppose some kettles come in different wattage or, well, they must come in the same voltage because that's what you plug it into. But wattage or ampage, I never really understand the watts, the amps. I get the volts because that comes out the socket. I don't really get the ratio of all these things, especially when you can, I mean, you know, there seems to be a huge leap, and maybe you understand this and explain it in layman's terms. You can have a 12-volt system, which we have in the van and in the caravan, and people have, you know, I have my Power Oak, which can charge up my phone and various things, and it seems you could have it for 240 volts or 12 volts, and then there's other USB things which I think are even less, 2 volts or something. Anyway, it seems you can have 12 volts, and then there's a huge leap into people's houses, and it's 240. And you think, maybe we don't need such a huge leap. Maybe if 12 volts does pretty much everything, you know, if you just want to have a bit more of a oomph, maybe we only need to double that to 24 rather than 240. So I never quite really understand the ratio and why it's 240 or all that. But, you know, part of me, I suppose, unless I'm actually having to build something electrical, doesn't really worry about it, and I'm sure most people don't really worry about it. We're given what we're given. But the old curious mind will go, well, why is there such a difference between 12 and 240? Anyway, if anybody knows, email me and let me know that, because it's just a curious thing, the old difference. So we are seeing the first flushes of our first potatoes going in, which is lovely. I'm hoping that we'll see a few more. The rain, of course, was very useful because it did water all the plants. So that's good.
What else has happened? We had a visitor yesterday, very nice chap called Sandy and his lovely wife, and they'd got in touch because they had some tomato plants, and they said, we'd love to give you these tomato plants. And I said, well, you're very welcome to pop over if you're in the area. And they did, which was very kind of them. So we were going to give them lunch, actually. Didn't know how long they were going to stay. But we also went to a little baker's. So we had some little cakes to offer them for a cup of tea. These weren't commercial cakes, you know. These are sort of from a baker. And as far as I know, I don't really know whether they make them themselves, but it was nice to sort of have a little cakey type thing. And anyway, they had that and we showed them round the Biggleswick farm. They gave us some lovely tomato plants in pots that had already come on a little bit. So that was very kind. And also some other things that were germinating. Celery, chard, I think, and something else. I can't remember what it was. Anyway, they've gone in the little polytunnel. Still trying to get the big polytunnel made. Looking forward to getting that sorted out and ready, because I think many of our plants and other ones that we want to get going, things like lettuce and things like that, and the tomatoes, of course, we need more space to lay them out. So, got to get that done. More construction, you know. So you kind of get this days when I've got to catch up with things at home in the office and what have you, which is all on the home computer, and things I need to do at home, places to visit, things to buy and what have you. And then at the same time, we've got construction work to do for the big polytunnel. I say big, I mean, I think it's more like your average size polytunnel, because the polytunnel we've got is more like a greenhouse. Because it's just a greenhouse size, little small garden greenhouse, that's really what it is, for potting and planting seeds. Then things, you know, move to the next one. That's really what's going on. Or at least that is the plan. We did do some filming yesterday, but because we've had visitors, we didn't get very much done, which was a bit of a shame. And some days... Sometimes it is very hard to stop and get the filming done, because you're in the process of doing something, and you know it's I'm doing most of the filming and desperate to get this big job done, and then you kind of forget. So in the end you kind of end up saying, well, this is what we've done, rather than showing the process of construction or planting, whatever it is. And there's a lot, of course, repetitive things, a lot of watering the plants, which we've been doing, and you know, there's only so many times people can sit through watching you water plants. Obviously, as plants grow and develop and things are ripening and ready for harvest, it'll be far more interesting. So it's a question of trying to capture things that are interesting rather than just the same old same old. Although, to a certain degree, it's important, I think, to include some of the same old processes, because it shows what the life of growing your own food on a bit of land is about, if you see what I mean. So you don't want to glamorise it too much, or at all, really. But at the same time, you don't want people to be bored rigid. There's plenty of YouTube videos out there, I suppose, where people are doing much more exotic stuff, all around the world, which makes it interesting. Ours is just what we're growing in England on an English field, I suppose, with the continuing problem of beating down the stuff we don't want, like copious amounts of stinging nettles, thistles, brambles and so on. And trying to weed out all of those and keep the things we do want. One, I think, has to show it, but at the same time, one's trying to inspire others to be self-sufficient as much as you can. Anyway, 'tis what it is, and hopefully we'll get some more filming out this week. I don't want the English couple episodes just to be us sitting and telling. I want us to be showing as much as we can. But as I say, you know, you're engrossed in the subject, in the task, and very often you think, oh, yes, I ought to film this, but you kind of need a camera crew separately doing all the filming. And occasionally, we're very lucky that Julia's dad pops up and he does a bit of camera work. So he sometimes does a bit of filming, but obviously he's busy doing his own thing and what have you, and isn't available. Anyway, we muddle on. It's none of it's important, is it really, at the end of the day? If a few viewers view it and enjoy it, then so be it. If we can't get it down, it's not the end of the world. I used to really rush around to try and get things done, thinking people were on the edge of their seats waiting to see the next episode. And I soon realised that wasn't the case. It's not like we're doing, a big movie or anything like that, or episodes that people are just, you know, with cliffhangers and things like that. So it is what it is. I soon realised that one doesn't need to break one's neck trying to get these episodes out. As much as it's nice, I'm not worried really about the views. I'm not worried about the comments or the dopamine hit. There's more things to life than all of that. Perhaps in the very early days of YouTube, when I was doing it, you know, you get a bit excited that people are interested. Now I make this stuff. I mean, sometimes I have to be honest here. I'll put my videos out on the Richard Vobes channel. There's one coming out today. And I don't, you know, I just don't have time to look at the comments. I don't have that urgency to go, oh, I must see if anybody liked it or hated it or whatever, or if they've put likes and how many views. I rarely even look now. I think you just get a bit thick-skinned you realise actually it's not important. I enjoy making them. I put them up. If people watch them, so be it. If they don't, doesn't matter. I've achieved what I wanted to achieve. The goal is not to get the likes and the comments and the views. That's not the goal. The goal is making something which hopefully, even if it's a small number of people, somebody somewhere will see it and it will not so much change their life, but make them think. And I think that's all it's about, is making them think. Same with this. I'm not bothered, really, how many people listen to The Naked Englishman. Every now and again, it's nice to know that there is somebody out there, that you're not just doing it for yourself. But at the same time, I enjoy doing these and just talking, because they help me think. Especially first thing in the morning, they wake me up. Sometimes if I'm philosophical, and sometimes if I'm trying to work out a problem, or just remember what I've been doing recently, I think it's good from my point of view. And if other people enjoy listening, then that's great. But there is no likes. There's no places to comment. That, you know, people don't need to email me about it unless I, you know, specifically say, well, if you know about this, that would be interesting. Like with the electricity thing I was saying. But it doesn't really matter if nobody does, of course, because that's not the reason for doing it. I think people do get het up, and they find with the social media, I mean, I think that's what social media has been designed to do, is to stress people out, because it's to continually make them, is there a message, have I got a reply, is there a like, is there a, and you know, people get addicted to these things. I'm very lucky, I don't really have an addictive personality, or certainly if I have, it's not in the traditional addictions like chocolate or alcohol or whatever, you know, people get addicted to, even smoking. You know, I smoke my pipe. Well, we know that purer tobacco does not have any of the additives that make people addicted, yet commercial cigarettes, different type of tobacco, different, you know, we've got paper involved wrapped around it, and there are addictive chemicals put in, which is not the case. And nicotine itself is not addictive. It has actually been proven. So of course, I'm not saying it's not habit forming, and people have habits, and that's not the same as addiction. You can, I've gone out without my pipe, and it didn't even cross my mind to want to have a smoke. I don't think I'm addicted to anything. I enjoy a cup of coffee, but is that an addiction or a, I can go without a cup of coffee, you see. But it's a habit, isn't it? So I think some people get confused between habits and addictions. Anyway, I am going to get this uploaded. Thank you for listening. Have a good day, and hopefully I will try and keep these more regular. Obviously the habit of recording The Naked Englishman has been disrupted. It's obviously not an addiction, otherwise you would have got more and more of them. So there we go. Until next time, goodbye.